the Cochrane Show. This is the Cochrane Show. It's not the whole show like you get every day. It's the shorter version in the podcast way. You must remember less time helps you stay. Yeah, this is the Cochrane Show. Yeah, this is the podcast show.
Happy Mother's Day to all moms as I welcome you to another edition of the Steve Cochran Everything Podcast, because we couldn't think of a better name. My friend, Representative Sarah Feigenholz, joins me. Where in the world are you today?
I am in Chicago and then heading down to Springfield.
All right, in brief, for people that don't know, you were very important in the course of the adoption story that came up with me and my birth mom. We became friends through that. I did a small part in helping you craft and succeed a major legislation to have certified copies of birth certificates made available to Illinois adoptees. It's Mother's Day weekend here, so happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Yes, and I know that Mother's Day weekend, I believe, was the weekend I read about your story, which was amazing, that your birth parents lived in my district, I believe. That blew my mind. I mean, everything about your story and everything about everybody's story, but yours in particular, was just mind-blowing that you found your birth mother in the gift shop of Children's Memorial Hospital.
And she knew me, and I didn't know her, and she found out that she found out she was my mom because I talked about the specifics of the time, the date, the birth, the small town, and the small town hospital in New York State. Well, she was listening. She was a fan of the show, and she found out she was my mom at least a couple weeks, maybe longer, before I found out. We eventually got together at Mother's Day 2003. I found two sisters. It's a big extended family now, so obviously I'm very blessed. Having said that, nobody respects the institution of adoption like you and I do, and that's one of the reasons you work so hard to make sure these certified birth certificates were available, because adoptees like, you know, folks like me, folks like, you know, you and all of our friends, we deserve to know our past. It doesn't mean we're going to go off and find a new mom or a new dad. It's just finding out who you are.
Right, and being able to touch first base while you're running around the base paths is really important, as one psychologist friend of mine. Yes, and honestly, Steve, many states followed what we did. I think there are a lot of people in the new world who just are shocked that the birth records are sealed, and especially now with DNA, which doesn't lie, you know, it's kind of, you know, a foregone conclusion that people are going to have an ability to find their biological relatives. A lot of the people who we know that we worked with over the years who had hit dead ends are turning to DNA and finding relatives who they can finally connect with. And I think that this is human nature, and it's really beautiful. It doesn't always work out well, but at least people know their truth, and I think everybody should do that. You know, we're now facing some very, very big challenges in the state of Illinois when it comes to the child welfare system. I think that resonates with us, people who were adopted, because anything could have happened to us when we were being relinquished. There, by the grace of God, right? We could have been put in a not great situation.
Right.
And so right now we have a standing committee for the first time, a standing committee. We've had a sitting committee, but now we have a standing committee called the Adoption and Child Welfare Committee, where we are working really closely with the Department of Children and Family Services to try and bring in best practices so that we can the story last week of this 5-year-old boy who
AJ friend.
Right. Really has sent shockwaves through the child welfare world, and sadly, there were at least 3 or 4 other cases that are similar. So the work group is really drilling down into where the gaps are and trying to improve the system, because I just think that these children need all the help they can get, and that we are their parents, and responsible and in improving their outcomes, and that is what I am going to focus on.
Well, and I applaud you for it, and everybody that's working with you and will be working with you, because you and I also know the vast majority of people that work at DCFS, overstressed, overworked, are trying to do the right thing every day. We got to give them the tools and the talent to be able to do that.
That's right. They need both of those things. And we're working on getting them more resources in this year's budget so that their caseloads, their ratios are reduced so they can give kids more, individual kids, the attention they deserve. We're also working with CASA and, sure, and trying to build a whole web of a system around these children to protect them.
Well, and my son just went to work for an organization called Let It Be Us, which I think you're aware of.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Let It Be Us is doing this amazing job and kind of invented this business of being able to tie kids in search of loving homes, adoption, or fostering, working through the agencies and tying them with parents in safe, vetted, great homes. And it's really a cool thing to see it all come together because, as I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, we've got 18,000 kids in need now, and Illinois ranks really poorly in delivering this.
Yes, we are. Our foster parent recruitment is really bad. Our adoption numbers are bad. I think that, as I said earlier, that people whose lives have been touched by adoption react and feel differently about this. And it's very difficult to watch children languish in the system when they could be living in a home that's been waiting for them.
Well, when you think about all the roadblocks you hit over, I think it was 10 years, just to try to get the certified 14 years, the certified birth certificate law passed. I mean, you and I both sat down with folks like, and I do mean this when I say this, the well-meaning Tribune editorial board, with people who did not know what they were talking about, had TV movie of the week conceptions that every child would then run off and find their, quote, real parents, a phrase that I hate as much as anything else. And it's just insane. We got to get beyond that. We got to get beyond these stereotypes and just understand the sanctity of adoption should be respected, and the rights of an adoptee to know who they are should be respected, and the ability to clean up the system in the state to get kids fostered and adopted has to be fixed.
Oh, it does. And it's something I've been focusing on, as you know, but I'm really going to drill down and work with people who know what they're doing to try and help work with the department and the governor's office. I know that the governor is extraordinarily fond of children and really takes a lot of what's going on in this agency to heart. I've known him for many, many years, and this can't be easy for him, and I feel like he needs as many reinforcements as we can give him, along with his newly appointed director, to make this agency as good as we know it can be.
Yeah, and regardless of how people feel about politics, I think you would be hard-pressed to say that Governor Pritzker doesn't deeply care about kids. You look at the mayor of Chicago, the outgoing mayor, Rahm Emanuel, who could almost never speak about a child without tearing up.
Right.
Some people get it at a different level, and when those people are in power, it makes a difference. And that's why we certainly want to support what you're doing and what the governor's doing to get this good work done. So on Mother's Day weekend, with all the good feelings we have with this new world of DNA out there, I don't want to tell people not to do anything. I don't want to tell people to do something they're not comfortable with. But is there any way to really help people understand, if they feel a need to search, the proper way to go about it?
Well, I mean, in Illinois, if you want to get a copy of your original birth certificate and you're over the age of 21, you just go to our website, thenewillinoisadoptionlaw.com, and print out the form, send it in with your $15 check, and you will get a copy of your original birth certificate, likely. Many states have followed us. This has become, as you know, Steve, a very topical issue. I'm not sure if you saw the film Three Identical Strangers.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, I think that this is an issue that is, you know, hopefully in our lifetime, we will see everyone in this country get a copy of their original birth certificate and family search. And this is your truth. Don't have any guilt about it. Hopefully your adoptive parents are with you. State Representative Ann Williams took another turn around the sun, and her party last week had her biological uncle and his wife, her only living relative, who she's met and become very close with, and she too is looking for other relatives through DNA and search angels. This is what people are doing, and it brings joy. Because it's information, and we all deserve to know our beginnings.
And too many states, for instance, I think I left a message about this. I've got a niece who's married to an adoptee who would like to get information about his past, and his parents are on board. But to get those birth family records in New York State, I mean, New York State may be the worst in the country in regards to locking things down, and you would think they'd have a little more open-minded view of things.
Well, that's an offline conversation. But I think, you know, I have been working with the legislators in New York. New York passed a very onerous bill that would have given more power to the Superior Court. And they were essentially the attorneys, the former adoption attorneys, I believe, sit on that court, which is a conflict. And I think that when I saw three identical strangers, everything kind of, all the dots connected, that it was the practice of some agencies in New York and the lawyers that may have had relationships with them that are making things so difficult. Hopefully things will get better. I know that Governor Cuomo vetoed a bill that would have given the Superior Court the ultimate decision-making on whether a birth certificate could be released. I have not had the time to track what is going on there, but I do totally agree that New York has been ridiculous and resistant, considering it's such a progressive state.
And the reason that New York matters is because all states make it. I mean, the people listening to this conversation around the country, you know, they're wondering, well, what do I do? Because they get inspired to do something. The story of the Illinois birth certificate law that Representative Feigenholz got done is right out there and easily accomplished. But if we could do that and you could do that, we ought to be able to do the same on whatever different level it is with adoption and foster care. And I know you're going to be working hard towards that. So,
well, and you know what, Steve, what listeners have to know is that we're different. Adoption is a lifelong process.
Right.
It doesn't end when our adoptive parents sign on the dotted line.
Right.
We are carrying this with us our whole lives. Our lives are different. It doesn't diminish adoptive families, adoptive parents. And I think that modern day adoptive parents realize and they embrace this. They celebrate gotcha days with their children. It's a different world. I think that there's a new way of thinking, a very refreshing way of thinking, where adoptive and biological parents want to meet each other and say thank you. And this is what I've been saying. So, you know, the water's fine. Jump on in.
Yeah,
you know?
Amen. Well said. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. Happy family to everybody.
Yes.
And let's all respect each other and work hard and know that Illinois will be better, but everybody needs to pitch in. Look at organizations like Let It Be Us and others and get in.
I was going to say that the testament to you and the thing you're the most passionate about, aside from Donald Trump, of course, is how lovely is it that your son has chosen to work for Let It Be Us, an adoption agent and child welfare agency.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
I mean, but this is what I'm saying. This is, we have our own little tribe of child welfare advocates who want to dedicate their lives and their energy to these kinds of things. You know, you're one of them, I'm one of them, your son is one of them, and I think that if we all band together and, you know, we can really make this a better place for adoptees.
Well said, and thank you for being on the Everything Podcast. I know we'll talk again soon.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Happy, great Mother's Day.